Shabbat Tov. So thank you to Sagir's for hosting, to Veli for arranging. Can't believe I'm speaking already. Means it's almost Rosh Hashanah. I think it's a thought that a lot of us sort of share. What? Slichas tonight? Alright, that means another four days exactly, 96 hours from tonight, 96 hours from now, we'll be sitting around the Rosh Hashanah table. And, phew. So a little bit of we're there already. So I think we're all a little bit caught by. Some of us have been preparing, you know, whether it be in terms of the fact we had Shemitah this year, made us a little more cognizant of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is coming, because we got to make the estimate fix in the gardens and this, signing up for Otsu Bezins, whatever. So we're a little bit more aware of the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll spend a few minutes just to. I think a lot of people have been asking. Maybe we'll take a few minutes here just to update people a little bit. I want to focus on more Rosh Hashanah, but we'll spend a few minutes on that. But the general sense that, what do we do? Rosh Hashanah almost here, are we feel prepared, not prepared? I don't know, I just sort of, I buy him a little bit more to be involved, I got to make all the preparations. But on an individual level, and the question is, you know, what are we supposed to do in these last 4 days as we have before Rosh Hashanah? So I would like to share with you a couple of thoughts I saw in a sefer by Rav Shalom Shadron, a sefer on Elul called Odi Dofek, and he talks about Elul, and the idea of why is this related to the sikha of Elul called Odi Dofek, because the Shir Ashirim, when it depicts Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to Am Yisrael sort of knocking on the door and waiting for Am Yisrael to open up, which is sort of the significance of Elul and the Aseres Yemei Teshuva in particular. Hashem is making Himself available. Then the Hasidic writings talk a lot about the idea of Hamelach Basadeh, some of you have heard in yeshivas, I'm sure. Throughout the year, Kodesh Baruch Hu is sort of in the shul, in the Beis Medrash, in His palace, in heaven, in wherever, and we have to make the extra effort to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas the mashal is that during the time of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Himself more available to us. The Yav HaMelech Basadeh, the king is going out for an excursion throughout the country, throughout the land, to make Himself more available to us. And we have the opportunity, we have a special opportunity to draw ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the effort which usually required the rest of the year. As we get closer and closer, then presumably the chance to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes greater and more important, more significant as we draw closer, because ultimately we are approaching Rosh Hashanah, which is both a Yom Hadin and also Yom Hamlachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to focus on these two aspects of Rosh Hashanah in terms of the remaining few days that we have. An interesting idea, one of the ideas that Shadron mentions, and they have called it dofek, talks about the idea of knocking. When I ask what does it mean, dofek, someone's knocking on the door, there are different kinds of knocks. When you come in late at night, and you're not sure if someone's up, you know, let's see if I come by someone's house, it's right 10:30, you're not sure if you can come in at night, so you knock like this. And you figure, if they hear me, that means they're up. If they don't hear me, I'll have to wait till tomorrow. Right, you have other times when we know someone's home, middle afternoon, and you'll knock. And if you hear that there's a lot of noise in the house, you know, and you know that there's you hear music playing in the house, so you'll bang hard. I mean, you can do one of two ways. You can not bang lightly, and if they don't hear you, bang harder. If they're not harder, boy, you can just decide they're not going to hear me, and just bang, bang, bang. If I was when I was at the members of someone who was, he could tell one of the Shivas, he can tell who's at the door just by who never, just by how they knock. Each person has his distinctive knock. So we say in Slichos, they come and knock on your door as dalim as Hashem and poor people. Now you can imagine that typically if a person comes, a mishulach, or comes around to collect tzedakah, you're just not going to come to the door and give a hard bang. Right? Usually he'll knock on, he's embarrassed about having to come, he'll knock lightly. If people won't open, then maybe he'll hard, but the idea of the faknu dasech as the instigation that we're coming and we're banging hard. So he gives an interesting mashal. You can imagine that just true, that if a person is coming to collect money because he's going to make a wedding in a while, or he has to pay, whatever, so not. But imagine yourself, you have a person who hasn't eaten already for 2 days, and he's wandering through a forest, and he suddenly sees a light somewhere in some cabin, and he with his musters his strength, and he walks over to the gets over to the cabin, and he's waiting to eat some food so he can survive, so he'll be able to survive. Right? When a person comes to the door, he's not going to sit there with a gentle knock, knock, knock. He's desperate. Right? When you're desperate, you knock hard to make sure that you're heard. That you're heard. So he talks about this idea that we've had a whole month of Elul, okay, and again, how much have we utilized? Hopefully, we've utilized Elul somewhat. We start saying David Hashem Ori. We have we blew the shofar. Those chakras. We blow the shofar every morning, which has one way or the other has a certain impact on people. We say the Hashem Ori, the chakras, and Mincha Maariv twice a day. We have David Hashem Ori. We have extra sichot, extra talks. It talks about tshuva. This thing, there's something, but. How much are we awake? And as we're getting closer and closer, and tonight we already begin to say Slichas Nisrael, have a little bit less time than other years because this is the minimum. So we have to start at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday. As this year, so we start just Matzei Shabbos. Normally, you'd start any other day, we'd start. We'd have a little bit more days, but we have so far. Before we're getting closer and closer, and it's sort of a little bit of a kind of a desperate situation. That we have only 4 days in which to wrap up the year, hopefully on the right foot. And this is the idea of the Kedalim Ucher Hashem, would say, Dafakum Lasecha. We'd like to be able to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bit more of a intensive anak and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are here, we're waiting for you, we're ready for you, we're interested in being a part of Am Yisrael and being close to Betshuva and being amongst those who are appointed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is this one idea, this idea of called the lead of fake, the realization that we're approaching here, but we're getting close. And this element, perhaps, the force of our tefillos, the force of our knocking, the force of our slichos, the force of our preparation the last few days, perhaps a sense of the need, the urgency, which perhaps we haven't felt until now, but now we have a great sense of urgency. So this is one aspect which he speaks about. Another aspect which I'd like to, which is also a very, very interesting idea, and that I think it's important to also think of a certain kind of switch in our typical, if we spoke about kind of the urgency of the knocking, you know, in this explanation, we usually tend, which is correct, to think of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Hadin, and many of the Balei Musa talk about the idea, I mean, anyone who has a significant court case coming up, he has a legal issue, he's got a court case, a significant court case, so he is very, very tense the days before, doesn't know what the outcome is going to be, and depending on the severity of the court case, a person will probably not do that much else, and pretty much everything else aside, in order to make sure that he's able to, you know, the one and only thing which is important in his mind at that point is to make sure that he can pass this court case. Okay, certainly if the person is being accused, and certainly if he's being accused of something that can entail imprisonment, and certainly if he could be someone who's could be accused of place where there's capital punishment. Okay, or the person has, you know, everything else can go, you know, everything else can be pushed aside. He's got to make sure that the case comes, that when he's going to be put on trial, and there's a question of life or death, he wants to make sure that everything else is on hold, but he's got to make sure he passes this judgment and is able to be exonerated and is able to pass the trial. And to a certain extent, there's a little bit of this idea that I also talk about Elul. The Elul is, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, and the Shari Tshuva talks about how people in times of El is a time a person should have this in mind, and a person should realize that the things that are day-to-day life, you have to put a little bit in perspective, okay, in the broader picture, a person, if we live this idea that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, our entire coming year is going to be determined by our Yom Hadin on Rosh Hashanah, and the particular, you know, the couple of shekel here or there that on the day-to-day things sort of lose their, sort of begin to pale, and a person should feel as in preparation, the mental and the spiritual preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So that's one aspect which definitely is has a truthful aspect to it. But there was another aspect which you also mentioned, and that's something that I would like to also found very, very beautiful, that I wanted to share, which puts the other aspect of Rosh Hashanah also in this same light, but perhaps in a bit of a different formulation. As we mentioned, the idea of Kol Yidofek is mentioned in Shir HaShirim, not in the sense of din, but in the sense of love. The idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, in Shir HaShirim it's more talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to Am Yisrael and wanting to take them out of Mitzrayim. But the idea of Elul, if we think also about the idea of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us, His children, His subjects and His children, in Kibonim, Im Kavadim, and He's waiting for us to, on Rosh Hashanah, to coronate Him and to declare Him as King all of the world on Rosh Hashanah. So He gives the father mashal. Imagine that a father is coming. Imagine that all of us, we're living here, many of us have parents who are living in Chutz La'aretz, and imagine that one of our parents is coming, especially if a parent who is not able to come here on a regular basis. Alright, it's been already, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years since they've been to Eretz Yisrael. They haven't seen the grandchildren. And they send a message, we're going to be coming. Alright, our flight is Okay, looking forward to seeing you after 5 years. Okay, and clearly the expectation is that people will make the effort to not wait till they arrive with the taxi here, but we'll meet them at Ben Gurion with the whole family to greet them after, they're very much waiting for our expression, our interest, our joy and happiness in that they're here and be able to see them. Right? So the person sends, again, it looks like in the olden times, the person's coming on a boat, even more so, tends to just telegram ahead, telling the person, I'm arriving. Right? The person gets to the train station or the boat station or the port or the airport, looks around, doesn't see, no one's there to greet him, right? And so he figures, all right, I guess something got stuck with the car, and now they have a telephone, but again, no one's there. So takes a taxi, comes to the house, right? At least expects to see on the sign, some sort of a sign on the door, all right, welcome, whatever, all right? At least when he comes in, expects that the people will be preparing something to greet him. Comes to the house, and nothing doing. Knocks on the door and says, "Oh, Dad. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was just taking a nap." Right? Imagine the disappointment of the expectant father, who's waiting to see his children, his grandchildren, and looking for their embrace when they're coming, and the disappointment that can be if it's not there. And therefore, when we talk about the idea of Rosh Hashanah, what aspect of the Elul is the Yom Hadin, which sort of puts a bit of a perspective on us, fear, but the other aspect, which maybe is really a more basic element, we talk about the Malchus, the Koran Sashofos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the expectant father, waiting for Am Yisrael to come and to declare him as king. And his Koran is waiting, and if people, and the more, and during these days, right, we're days of preparation, we're told, right, Kosh Baruch Hu sent us the telegram, we got the message, we got the email, Thursday, Wednesday evening, okay, flight landing at 6:45, whatever or so, Kosh Baruch Hu is arriving, and please come and greet me, right? Greet me joyously with the expression of happiness and a declaration of acceptance of Malchus Shamayim. And therefore these days, on the one hand, there's this preparation for the Din, at the same time, it's also, we have to think in terms of how we are preparing and for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the expectant father, who's waiting and looking forward for us to express our joy about the Malchus Hashem when Rosh Hashanah comes, and for us to truly feel that we are honored and privileged to be his children / subjects. This is also an aspect as we approach the Rosh Hashanah, in addition to the din aspect, the yirah, there's also this element, this preparation, this closeness of our feeling of Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us and is looking forward, and that we have an opportunity to make our Kadosh Baruch Hu pleased, very, very pleased with us as we approach Rosh Hashanah, and he's waiting to hear our joyful recital of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayed. So these are some of the ideas I wanted to share with you as we approach Rosh Hashanah, and we get closer and closer, and each having El behind us, starting Slichos, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, to think about these ideas. On the one hand, putting a primacy on packing in whatever we still can pack in, Torah, Tshuva, Ma'asim Tovim, and also thinking in terms of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to show, to greet him on Rosh Hashanah, and to joyously accept, joyously proclaim his kingship over us. As I mentioned, we have a few minutes left. I just wanted to update people a little bit about what's happening in Shemitah. I know everyone has been asking, and we've been a little bit of bias. As it stands now, in terms of the gardens are pretty much finished. Those who want to plant stuff, there's still a few things you can plant. Speak to your local gardener or specific questions. I don't want to spend time for that now. A lot of people have been asking what's happening to fruits and vegetables on Shemitah. You know, starting from after Tzom Gedalia already, there's going to be questions about fruits and vegetables, etc. What's currently arranged, it seems that Imachsane Hashuk, inside the store, will probably be working with fruits and vegetables from Heter Mechira. They will probably have the plan, at least, is that they're supposed to have another room next to Machsane Hashuk, in which they'll have stuff with Shemit of the Mahadran stuff, which is not relying on the Heter Mechira. They have their fruits and vegetable supplier. Does not work with Otzah Haaretz, unfortunately. It works with Vedatz Beit Yosef. That's for logistical reasons. That's the one that the fruit and vegetable supplier works with. So they will be having the Otzmach Snashuk. It's supposed to be having another room in which they will have fruits and vegetables through the Pikuach Natnan Hetem Mechira fruit, through the arrangement of Vedatz Beit Yosef. In terms of what they try to get, they prefer to get stuff from the far south or from Matzayim Mutokim, from the stuff which is grown in greenhouses where there's plastic underneath. Whatever they can get from storage at the beginning of the year, whatever storage from the sixth year, the heavy, the potatoes, carrots, and stuff like that. Fruit specials, so whatever the hardest stuff they get from that, so should be a good percentage of it. What they mostly, the issue they're going to have a little bit have trouble with is mostly about the fresh vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, etc., which they are going to not get from Jewish farmers. They're going to get probably from Israeli Arabs, not from the Palestinian Authority, but from Israeli Arabs, and that's what they're going to fill in for the cucumbers, tomatoes, etc., at the beginning of the year. They will also be in the yeshiva. They have they'll also be having something working out of the Chadar Ochel, mostly for the community, for their community. They prefer a different Rav Revach, and they will be having fruits and vegetables under Rav Revach's supervision. I think he tries to cut down less on the Arabs, a little bit more on imports from Jordan, etc., from other areas. But that's another option for those.
Daily?
What?
It will be open daily?
It will probably open like twice a week. Okay, I'll probably have twice a week for a couple of hours. So, they're buying a limited amount now for the community, but if someone does feel he wants to buy there on a regular basis, he can let them know, and they can still be calling in an order, except for the yeshiva, so they'll be calling in if a person wants to buy there. They actually have, just let them know that you plan to buy it. A lot of people ask about Otzah Haaretz. Otzah Haaretz, as I mentioned, logistically has been a bit of a problem. We've met with them, the Rabbani met with them, and I spoke with them at length. As I mentioned, the Machzen Hashuk nothing to do with us, but just the store does not work, supply doesn't work with them. There was a possibility of a truck coming around, Okay, so they may have those who want to sign up for Osaritz. The Osaritz tries to work as much as they can with the Jewish farmers, and will need be, they'll fill in with stuff of using Hertha Mechira in certain areas which is less problematic. Let's say the Arava, the part of the lower farther south, or other places where there's less of an issue in terms of the Hertha Mechira, and that's why the problematic fruits and vegetables, where some of the others may try to get from Arabs, they'll just use the Hertha Mechira in other places for those. They will also try to get, let's say, at the beginning of the year, they rely on the Shita, which many rely on. The Blas Yosef doesn't, but they do, that stuff which is already growing. So all the fruits and vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, which are currently growing, stuff which was planted in the sixth year, or something the farmer will plant now, and will begin growing, so even though it will be end up being picked or finish growing through the Shemitah, they will use that. So that way they're able to have a little more Jewish produce. But as I said, it's just a question of logistically whether they come here. There will be something, God willing, in Kiryat Malachi regardless. So especially for those who end up going shopping in Kiryat Malachi on a regular basis anyway, so whether they have something here or not, you clearly have something in Kiryat Malachi. If those of you want to sign up, you can sign up online. They can either buy cards for anywhere from 50 a month up to about 80 a month, I believe. They'll let you use from the card a 12th of whatever it is. You want to buy more, you can buy more, you pay cash. But on the card, it says at the end, if for whatever reason things don't want to, and money which is not used by the end of the year, they're supposed to refund. So if anyone, they prefer that people sign up ahead of time for two reasons. One reason is that there's a slight halachic preference, because of the idea of the Otsa Bezdin, is that they're serving as the representatives of the community by signing up ahead of time. You're making them as the agent, to be your agent who would take care of it for you. B, it gives them a chance to maybe to more arrange. If they know they have so many customers, they can make arrangements properly. So there's a 70 shekel fee for signing up, and beyond that it's either 600 to 860. You have a couple of options, from 50 to 80 a month. As I said, there's a little bit of a slight risk whether if they'll be here. You may not be able to get here, you may have to get somewhere else. But they claim at the end of the year they'll refund any money which is not used anyway. They say will be refunded. So people who feel that they either would like to try to make the effort, and the more people who do sign up, the greater chance that they will make an effort to try to come here with at least a truck to find a steady place. Maybe hard, because as I said, you need a place. There's no food still. Last time I've known, took care of it. No, and there's no. So we spoke to Rav Halei. Spoke to myself about trying to get a place for them, but it's a question whether you can't just get a room for fruit and vegetable anywhere in the yeshiva. We need a place which is zoning wise. So I don't know whether logistically something can work out. It's being worked on by the Moetza. If they get something, goes on to hay. If not, then maybe a child coming by. So you might want to sign up and give them that support. And certainly is a possibility of doing so. All right, so this is in terms of that aspect of Rosh Hashanah. But God, hopefully we should consider, in addition to that, I realize that we're entering a very, very special year. The whole idea of Shemitah is a year which is dedicated to V'shavta Aretz, Shabbat Lashem. And the idea of Shemitah is on the, what Shabbos is on the personal level, what Shabbos is, for an individual, Shemitah is for the land, for the nation as a whole. That you can't have the land resting once every 7 days. Right? So that once every 7 years, called Shabbat Lashem. And therefore it's a year in which, just like Shabbos is a day in which people are able to attain greater spirituality, a day in which we're able to draw closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, this year of Shemitah is a year in which we're able to draw closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, as I mentioned, he gave us the message, we know when he's arriving, we know when he's landing, and we're all looking forward to this opportunity to take the few days we have left to make ourselves, our houses, our families ready to greet the King of Kodesh Baruch Hu when he arrives in just 4 nights from now.